No king but Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We ask that you come, Holy Spirit, and teach and instruct and lead and guide. We thank you for this great privilege of being able to speak your word and to speak about the things of God in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to play in a few minutes after I read some scriptures. Scriptures are to lay the foundation. I'm going to play a clip of a commentary with an interview with Sasha Stone, who's head of the International Court of Justice. He's a very interesting person. You can see some of his work. I'll put a link below. But let's go author of the universe first. I'm going to read in Leviticus 25. And so, verse 10, you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee to you, and you shall return every man to his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. All right, Leviticus 25 has the instructions for the jubilee year. And then, of course, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that is in it belongs to him. Let's go down to verse 23 in Leviticus 25. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. Therefore, this declaration, when Yeshua shed his blood in Jerusalem, he bought back the title deed to the entire world. And it is in Jubilee that God, the Lord himself, deals with the land and the people. It is the time of eating out of the old storehouse and setting the captives free, the enslavements of the people. Now, I want to look at Korach. Korah is the partial readings for this week. This is June 17th, Father's Day was yesterday. I think it's June 18th, actually. It's Monday. But June 17th, Father's Day, that we acknowledge according to the Ten Commandments, that in Romans 1 it says, Father, the creator of the universe. And we honor our Father according to the Fifth Commandment, that we keep his commandments and his judgments and statutes. And we are here to as the scripture would say, to steward the earth. The Lord gave man dominion over the earth to steward it. Now I want to look in Exodus here, Korah, which talks about the sacrifice, unholy sacrifices and offerings by fire. And then who is determined to be the leader of the camps and what are the offerings, the contributions of Israel, and how they are to be stewarded. These are major issues. Let's look at the Haftarah reading, which is 1 Samuel 11:14-12:22. In it, Samuel, as a judge in Israel, says, I haven't taken anything that's mine, and I've judged correctly. I've given you the counsel of God. Basically, I'm summarizing. I haven't taken your ox or donkey, defrauded or oppressed you, or accept a bribe to deprive you of justice. Tell me and I will restore to you. You haven't defrauded or oppressed us, and you've accepted nothing from anyone. Okay? This talks about the office, the requirements of the office of a judge under righteous judgments and rulings. And then Samuel says to the people in 1 Samuel 12:6, it was Adonai who appointed Moshe and Aaron and who brought your ancestors up from the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt is the land of slavery, bondage, and oppression. Now hold still, because I'm going to enter into judgment with you before Adonai, regarding all the righteous acts of Adonai that he did to you and your ancestors. So here's a judge bringing back. I'm going to remind you, this is where you came from. This is what you do. If you don't know your history, where you've been, you don't know where you're going. After Yaakov had entered Egypt, your ancestors cried to Adonai. And let me just say that this is the Complete Jewish Bible by Stearns that I'm reading from. After Yaakov had entered Egypt, your ancestors cried to Adonai, and Adonai sent Moshe and Aaron, who brought your ancestors out of Egypt and had them live here in this place. But they forgot Adonai, their God. So he handed them over to Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, and to the Philistim, and to the king of Moab, and they fought against him. All right, these were descendants of giants and descendants of Isaac and Ishmael. And they were pagan worshippers, the Philistines, the Knights, those who did human sacrifice. But they cried to Adonai and said, "We sinned by abandoning Adonai." All right, the judgment is you went into warfare and you were losing the land because you abandoned God and served the Baalim and Ashtaroth, pagan gods. But now, if you rescue us from the power of our enemies, we will serve you. So Adonai sent Yerubbaal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shemuel, and rescued you from the power of our enemies on every side. And you lived securely. Serving God means you live securely. When you saw that Nachash, the king of the people of Ammon, was attacking you, you said to me, "Now we want a king to rule over us." When Adonai, your God, was your king. This is the key scripture that I will be working off of. Adonai, your God, was your king, and I declare that Yeshua, your salvation, your king is Jesus. He has bought you with his blood if you know him and serve him. Others of you are in process, and others of you will be tares, never be in process. Now here's the king you have chosen, the one you ask for. See, Adonai has put a king over you. If you will fear Adonai, okay, so some people, some nations have kings over them. In the United States of America, we were predicated on, we serve no king but King Jesus. This was the declaration of Pastor Hale at First Landing. And a lot of the, or a great part of the documents, beginning from Magna Carta, part of the development back to this issue, Magna Carta was still under papacy, into the Puritan era and the Scottish Reformation, which I'll expound on in a few moments. Now, here's the king you have chosen, the one you asked for. See, Adonai has put a king over you. If you will fear Adonai, serve him, and obey what he says, and not rebel against Adonai's orders. If both you and the king ruling you remain followers of Adonai, your God, then things will go well for you. But if you refuse to obey what Adonai says and rebel against Adonai's orders, then Adonai will oppress both you and your leaders. Now, therefore, hold still and see the great deed which Adonai will perform before your very eyes. Now it is wheat harvest time, isn't it? I'm going to call on Adonai to send thunder and rain, and then you will understand and see how wicked from Adonai's viewpoint is the thing you've done in asking for a king. And Shemuel called to Adonai, and Adonai sent thunder and rain that day. Then all the people became very much afraid of Adonai and Shemuel. All the people said to Shemuel, "Pray to Adonai, your God, for your servants, so that we won't die. Because to all our other sins now we've added this evil as well, asking for a king over us." Okay, Shemuel answered the people and said, "Don't be afraid. You have indeed done all this evil, yet now, just don't turn away from following Adonai, but serve Adonai with all your heart. Don't turn this to the side, because then you would go after useless things that can't neither help nor rescue, because they are so futile. For the sake of this great his great reputation, Adonai will not abandon his people, because it has pleased Adonai to make you a people for himself. As for me, far be it from me to sin against Adonai by ceasing to pray for you. Rather, I will continue instructing you in the good and right way. Only fear Adonai and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for think what great things he has done for you. If you insist on doing wicked things, you will be swept away, both you and your king. In Romans chapter 13, it talks about obeying, submit to all rulers, for they are to execute, they are God's servants, to execute his word. And the qualifier, they hold the power of the sword if you do wrong. And so you should fear punishment for the sake of conscience. And paying taxes and all these other duties, don't owe anything except to love one another. Whoever loves his fellow human being has fulfilled Torah. For the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, don't steal, don't covet. These are all summed in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fullness of the Torah. All right, so the leaders of the government, there is no such thing as divine right or total rule. The leaders of any government that God has placed in there, in a government seat, has allowed to be placed in there by his foresight and omniscient jurisdiction, are to come under the laws of God, and then the land shall be retained from war and enslavement, and the return back into the land of Egypt, slavery and bondage. And we are in a key position in this year of the right of return back to the God of Israel. Now I'm going to play this clip from Sasha Stone. It's very interesting. Okay, so he's on a level, he understands moral truth. And moral truth is always encompassed in the teachings of the Holy Word.